Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. It's Crowley. It's Dickerson. It's Dom DiTommaso behind the glass, filling in for the esteemed Nicholas Harry Callis. Harry will be back, and will be back in a speaking capacity on Thursday. But we got Dom the next 2 days. Very excited about that. Doran, good morning.
Good morning. We're allowed to talk to Dom? This is weird.
I don't know.
Are we allowed?
I'm out of practice.
I know, me too.
I don't know what to say.
Me neither.
Dom, hello?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How about that?
Wow.
A little back and forth with the producer today.
Wow.
Who's going into his senior year at Syracuse. Already has a part-time job here at 93.7 The Fan. He's got the entire world in his hands.
I'm sorry, Dom, but I thought you were a senior like 2 years ago. Like, I thought that you were out of school.
Man, no worries, man. Not at all.
I feel like you've been in school for like 8 years. I'm like, when is this guy going to just start working full time for us?
But hold on to it, man.
Like,
hold on to it.
He's right.
Don't let it go. There's nothing better than college. I mean, being a parent's better. I immediately go back on that statement. But
different phases.
It's the best phase of your life, and there's responsibility, but not really. And it's the most fun phase. Like, being a parent is rewarding, and whenever you're on your deathbed, you'll be thinking about your kids. You probably won't be thinking about the $2 margarita you had at the sports page. But when I'm driving around, a certain song comes on, man, it takes me right back.
Right.
And I was in college for 5.5 years because I'm a dum-dum. I would have done it for 6.5,
yeah,
7.5. Knowing what I know now, I would have spent as much time as I possibly could in college.
Yes. It's a great time. You know what reminds me of college every year is that first day of, like, first nice day of spring.
Yes.
It reminds me of college.
Yes. You want to sit out on the porch.
Yep.
You want to wear a basketball jersey.
Yep.
You want to drink beers. In the case of me, I want to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I just want to drink myself into oblivion by like 8 p.m.
And you know, like, school and class is winding down, or you might have a Easter break coming up, and you know, then you have finals obviously in the next month, so it's like not too serious of a time of school, and obviously finals are, but you know that it's getting close to the end of the year, and you're just sitting out there, you have a Saturday to yourself, and you see people walking around and enjoying the day, and you know that there's probably a party popping up somewhere that you could stop by. It's fantastic.
There's no better energy than that of on a college campus.
Yep.
Being on a college campus is the best. I would love to be like an adjunct professor.
Yeah.
And teach a couple classes a week at Dub V. I would love to do that. And just soak in the youth, because that's fleeting too. Dom asked us, like, do you feel older physically? Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Mentally, no. I feel like I'm in the same exact place.
Same.
Like, I haven't matured since then. I will make better decisions now. I guess that's kind of maturity.
Yeah. Kids will mature you a little bit. Kids will mature you. But other than that, like, I mean, whenever I'm sitting there by myself, like, I feel like I'm Dom's age.
Yes. Your brain never changes.
No.
Like, I'll be in my 40s and 50s, and I feel like my brain's going to still think like it's in its 20s.
Yeah.
Texter, are you guys not live on YouTube today? Oh, no. Did Dom screw up already? He sucks.
I wanted to get ahead of this. So to pull the curtain back a little bit, I don't have access to the YouTube page.
Oh, no.
Callis didn't give me access.
Oh, he's throwing him right under the bus.
Yep. No. I want to make it very apparent what's going on. So YouTube will not be up for just a little bit. So all complaints can be directed to me.
You can still listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or Odyssey app, and of course over the air on 93.7 The Fan. But the YouTube will get up at some point.
Dom, you said that you prefer, I don't know if you even talked about it on the early morning show, but I know you talked about it with us, you prefer a party over going to bars.
Yeah, I really hate going to the bar. And I said, I don't think people actually like going, I just think they go because they feel they have to.
Hmm.
Depends on the kind of bar, but I'm largely with you. I like getting to a bar where you can just get belly up to the thing.
Right.
And there's like 15 people in there. And if you want to be quiet and drink a beer and watch a game, you can be quiet, drink a beer, and watch a game. I like to talk to people.
No, do you like that now, or do you like that in college? Or were you the same in college that you are now?
When I was single in college, I would go to the clubs.
Yeah, like
the clubs.
I didn't want to go to a bar that had 15 people in it in college. Like, I wanted it to be packed. I wanted, you know, to have to kind of walk sideways to the bathroom. Like, I wanted it to be live and jumping. Now,
see,
I want 15 people.
I never liked that, but it was a means to an end. It was a necessity.
Yeah.
Like, that's what everyone else was doing. I wanted to meet a nice lady and grinding up and dancing. That was my way to do it because I'm a just elite level dancer, Dorm.
I'm sure. I mean, I've seen you. I've seen you.
White guy overbite.
Yeah, swivel your hips.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fist pump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we go to the bar. Like, our main objective, this probably doesn't sound great, but our main objective going to the bar is to try and meet women.
Well, that's the main objective. Like, but it sounds all right.
But the bar is as impossible a place to meet women as there is.
See, I feel like you're similar to me, Dom, in that your best chance to have a wonderful evening with a lady is to actually sit down and talk to them.
Huh.
Like, and I mean this with all due respect, because again, you and I are the same. I don't think as a 20-year-old co-ed walks into the bar and surveys the scene, let's say she's a lioness and she's looking for her prey, I don't think she goes, wow, that guy Dom, wow, that guy Crowley is the juiciest gazelle here in the prairie. They need to talk to us. They need our personality to sway them. Hey, maybe this guy's worth giving my number or my Snapchat now these days. You know, you're a gazelle, or excuse me, you're a lioness, and you walk into a crowded bar. There's the gazelle right there, Doran Dickerson. There's the juicy gazelle. You walk in, you survey the scene, that's the man meat I want to take home tonight. Now, talking to you is good, too, because you're a very nice, charming lad, Doran. But I feel like the curb appeal's pretty good. Like, you go, you want to buy a house, that one looks really good. You don't need to see the bones. You don't need to go to the inside, see how many bedrooms there are. No, that looks nice from the curb. Whereas Dom and I, you got to get in, you got to check out the foundation, how many bathrooms, what's the square footage. So I can see why Dom would want to go to a place where he could talk to the ladies.
The color of the walls, the paint.
Yeah, all that stupid stuff. Like, oh, do they have wallpaper? I'm out.
You guys are selling yourself short. You're not doing it the right way. You think that, you know, that if you survey the scene, they're not looking at you, but you got to use your attributes and your best advantage. Your best advantage and attributes are talking, right?
That's right.
That's what you're saying. But then you have to lure the prey, I guess.
With all due respect, we're being respectful of women. There's just analogies flying around. Yeah, we're good.
You got to lure them in with your eyes. You have to lock
the eyes.
Yes.
Well, sure, you got to lock the eyes.
You got to lock the eyes. I mean, whether you're going to hit or, you're going to strike out a bunch of times, but you might lock eyes.
Maybe bite the lip. You throw a little lip bite in there.
Don't do that.
You don't do that. Should I purr?
Just lock eyes multiple times because you'll get a
signal. Don't purr? You don't want to purr?
No, don't purr.
You don't think that's you think that's a bad move?
That's very bad.
All right, I'm writing that down.
That's very bad.
Don't purr. I'm married, but, you know, just to pass the information along.
We're giving advice to Dom and what you should have done.
I think my issue, but we'll turn this into a therapy session. I think my issue is I'm so nervous to talk to girls because I don't want to fail that I think the confidence level drops before I even go into the bar.
You're going to fail. You're going to fail at everything that you do in life at least once.
Yeah.
Everything.
It is a numbers game.
It is what it is. But you're not always going to fail. Sometimes you're going to hit a home run, man.
You don't want to go
in
there.
You can luck into a home run.
You don't want to strike out looking.
Right.
You need to go in there and swing.
Yeah,
you
got
to
swing.
That is the one thing that I am now picking up on, the difference between you and I, is I did, for whatever reason, I had the confidence. And I think it's because I was walking in, and I love my roommates, and I can't wait to see some of them this summer, but they weren't exactly sexy men. So you just surround yourself with people that make you look good by comparison. All due respect, Joe and Chris. And Alex.
That's actually a bad tactic, in my opinion, Crowley. Like, whenever you go to a place and you surround yourself with people that are uglier than you.
I also didn't really have much of a choice. No, it's a great tactic.
No, it's not, because usually if you're going to talk to a girl, she's with friends and she doesn't want to go anywhere by herself. So you're going to have a decent looking friend for her friends.
That's a good counterpoint.
You have to have at least one decent looking friend. Everybody else can be dog poop.
But now I think you are forgetting our greatest advantage.
Hmm.
The $2 Long Island iced tea.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
College was fun.
Yeah. But the locking eyes thing, you're at the other end of the bar. And there's a nice lady that you're like, oh my gosh, she is very pretty. And you look at her and she locks eyes with you. And
don't
then she turns away. You got to keep locking eyes. If you get three locked eyes with a woman, you're in. Then you have the confidence to go over. Three locked eyes.
Well, what do you, okay, so then once you go over, what do you say? This is when I start to panic.
You introduce yourself.
How? How would you do it?
Mi amo Dom.
Say mi amo?
No, don't say
mi amo. Okay.
Hey, my name is Dom. What's your name? And then they tell you, they tell you their name, and then you ask them how to spell it, regardless of the name. It could be Ashley, it could be Kristen, it could be whatever. You ask them how to spell it because then you can letter by letter remember what their name is.
That's great.
As the night goes on, you're going to have more Long Islands. You're probably going to forget. You do not want to call them a wrong name.
No, and use the name as often as possible. Yes. If it's Ashley. Ashley, what do you want to drink? Yes. Oh, Ashley, that's hilarious. Keep using the name. Yep. It's endearing.
Yes. All right, follow-up question. So you ask for her name. She gives it. How do you spell it? She tells you. Then what do you say?
So you're in college. What are you studying? Are you studying here in college? Just ask like normal questions that you're interested in anything but getting a shot at the bar with this lady and going back to your place. Ask, it's interesting. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Pittsburgh. Me too. There you go. All right, you got one. You got one. Oh, I'm from so-and-so. Oh, really? Then it's probably something that you can relate to. Oh, I'm from Hoboken, New Jersey. Oh, I've been to New Jersey before. It's a nice place right there on the river. Something you can relate. I mean, you're witty enough by doing this job to relate something to what a lady might say.
Back in January... Okay. I don't think I've told this story yet, but we were at the bar and my friend introduced me to this one girl who was on the volleyball team. He's like, hey, Dom, this is whatever her name was. And he goes, she's from Iowa. And my friend knew full well that I'm from Pittsburgh. And he goes, hey, my friend Dom, he's also from Iowa. And then walked away.
Nice.
So I acted like I was from Iowa for like 10 minutes.
Right. Perfect.
Now it got difficult because she's like, well, what part of Iowa are you from? And I'm like, just outside the city. I have no idea what city I was talking about, but I was just outside it.
Right.
And, I mean, it actually kind of worked. Yeah. I even changed
potatoes.
And you could also, if you get stuck, just be like, I was born there. I was born in Des Moines, and then we moved. And, you know, my parents were in the military, and we moved a bunch of times. But I was actually, I'm from there.
Oh, well played. Listen to this guy. Because I was going to tell you, I was going to give the advice of being like, hi, Ashley, I'd love to take you out to the movies, but they don't allow snacks. And then you purr.
Oh, my God.
That's bad. That's bad.
What do you mean?
That's bad.
Yeah, that is bad. Even I know that's bad.
90% of the time, it works every time.
So your wheelhouse, Don, we know what your wheelhouse is sports. So stay away from sports as long as possible, but start throwing a little bit of, you know, sports out there to see if they are interested in sports. And then if they are just a little bit interested in sports, you're in.
Now tell them you got a job. That helps.
That too.
You're in college. You've got a job. You're working in professional radio. I'm just going to stop giving advice. What do I know?
I want more of Doran's advice.
Yeah.
See, I should produce for Doran more often. I'm not getting this advice from Pony and Chris.
No, of course not.
Pony was in your situation. Syracuse back in the mid-2000s.
You think Pony was getting girls?
Probably.
He's a smooth talker, too.
Yeah.
And I think Maltzy probably did. Yeah.
You know, Pony didn't care.
He's also tall. That helps.
Maltzy, the perfect guy for you if you want to see your own reflection in his head.
In college, I would assume that Chris had hair.
I'm taking Maulsy out today. He made me mad yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, he did this.
Did he say Skeens, by the way, wasn't pulling his weight like he's tried to imply all year having an off year?
Now he's Skeens' biggest fan again.
Oh, wow. Adam flip-flop Crowley.
As if I'm not allowed to say that Skeens wasn't pitching as well as last year and still love the guy. Like, if Sidney Crosby has a bad playoff series, I can criticize Sidney Crosby and still want a framed picture of him above my bed.
He called you Flip-Flop Crowley?
He called me Flip-Flop Crowley.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's usually my biggest fan.
I know. For him to say that, that's
so that
no
hurt.
Good.
Like, I don't mind if Pony takes shots. He does it all the time. Veiled shots. He did it a couple of times yesterday. But when it comes from Maulsy,
that's no good.
It hurts.
What are you going to do about it?
Mostly be passive-aggressive.
Hmm.
That's the Crowley way.
Yeah.
Just freeze him out.
Yeah.
Just not respond to his text or calls.
Yeah.
Walk by him casually in the hallway, keep my head down, that kind of thing. Texter, this could be the opening scene for Dead Air. Adam and Doran in the club. Doran is just standing there with women flocking all over him while Adam is trying to talk himself into some bleep.
What's Dom doing?
Yeah, well, you didn't even mention Dom.
Dom struck out 3 times and left.
That's right.
There's always a game, and the next day you have a doubleheader.
Let's play 2.
Yeah.
Do you know what Dead Air is? It's the name of our...
No, I don't.
We doing a TV series or are we doing a movie?
We haven't figured it out yet. Yeah. It's either TV series or movie, Dead Air. Zombie apocalypse. But there's also a killer involved that isn't a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to fend off the zombies and figure out who the killer is.
Wait a second. When did we put zombies into this thing?
Yeah, it's a zombie movie.
Okay.
A zombie movie.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. But we have... But the our thing is we have to stay on air or the zombies will be able to get in the building. So we have to stay on air as long as possible.
And I actually really like this.
And we have to figure out who the killer is.
Don't throw actually in there. Just say you like it.
I like it.
And
there you
it's,
go.
It's everybody who's ever been a part of the fan or could be a culprit.
So like Vinny Ricicci.
Yes.
Could be a culprit.
Yes.
Matt Cole could be a culprit.
Yes.
Greg Giannotti could be a culprit.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Could be anybody. And we have to figure out who it is.
Who's the old update anchor who went to Penn State?
Eric Hagman.
Eric Hagman. He came at me on Twitter the other day.
Recently?
Yeah. Because I tweeted out the Chris Olave thing. And he said, generally, journalistic practices are you need 2 sources instead of 1. Oh, okay. What station you on now? Didn't flip-flop on that one.
Yeah. Did he say Skeens, by the way, wasn't pulling his weight like he's tried to imply all year an off year?
Now he's Skeens' biggest fan again.
Oh, wow. Adam flip-flop Crowley.
Texter, proven fact, most men will talk themselves out of girls. I have to change a word here. Long before they talk themselves into girls. That's so true. Like, Dom, if you approached women every night making moves, you're going to wind up having some fun nights and maybe long-term girlfriend. I don't know what you're looking for, but the more you approach women, the more comfortable you'll be approaching women and the better it's going to work out for you.
It's your senior year. Just go for it.
Yeah, I feel like now I got nothing to lose.
You don't. You'll look back and regret nothing.
Doran, did you like the springtime more or the fall more in college? Take out that you were playing football.
I was going to say, the football takes up a lot of the time.
Just so like atmosphere and vibes.
Atmosphere, definitely spring. Definitely spring. Because you had spring ball too, so we did have football, but it wasn't every day. And you're usually practicing, what, like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So like Saturday, you know, you had a night. You got to go out and enjoy it. But spring, oh my gosh, that first day of spring. Oh, I could smell it right now.
The pheromones.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Texter, Doran is better than Will Smith in Hitch.
Hitch.
It says right here.
Right here.
That's where it is. I once had a vivid, to the point where it still sticks with me to this day, sex dream about Eva Mendes.
Yeah, me
oh
too.
Oh my God. Yep. Like, if I see a picture of her, like you scroll through Twitter nowadays, it'll just be random hot celebrity. Yeah, that's my algorithm. I'm not apologizing for it. I'll see Eva Mendes. It's like, oh, man, I remember that time we went on that date, and then one thing led to another.
Yep.
It's as if it really happened.
Yes. I have like a newspaper clipping from when I was in high school, like before my senior season. It was like, you know, asking the questions, like celebrity crush, and mine was Eva Mendes.
Eva Mendes, yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Yep.
You ever seen the movie Hitched On?
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes, I have.
Oh, let's go.
Son of a
Betsy, like, you have just, I mean, the point system is through the roof for you in my book. Oh, my goodness. He's never seen Weekend at Bernie's. It's an all-time classic.
Crowley, you got to watch it.
Okay, thanks, Dom. I didn't tell Dom this, but when I heard Callis would be out today and tomorrow, I said, Craig, I'd like to make a request for who could produce the show. And he said, I already got someone down for you. I said, all right, on the count of 3. 1, 2. Intern Dom. Yeah. So very excited about this. I woke up early today to come see Intern Dom, and I still got here late. Doesn't matter. I'm very excited. Dom will be chiming in all show long. He's on the ball. And in 30 seconds, we're going to talk about the disastrous night that the Pirates had and why the Cincinnati Reds should really, really, really piss you off. Let's go bang.